California and listener-supported radio. I'm your host, Jolie Johnson. It's 11:46 in the morning. For almost the past 45 minutes or so, I've been talking about women and math, and specifically a conference occurring on February the 7th called Proof and Prejudice, Women in Mathematics, again occurring February the 7th. That's a Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. on the Stanford University campus. And you can go to irwg.stanford.edu. That's the website for the Institute for Research on Women and Gender. And I think about halfway down the page, you'll see a link to Proof and Prejudice, the conference. The conference itself is going to be a discussion and celebration of women in math, in you know, sort of in drama, in certain plays, and history, mathematicians themselves, and in the world today. And speaking of women mathematicians in history, in her story, one of panelists of the conference is actually here in the studio right now with me, filmmaker George Chicherie. Filmmaker, again, as I said, documentary filmmaker, is here today to talk about film he has made on Berkeley mathematician Julia Robinson and her solving of Hilbert's 10th problem. And again, I'm so excited to find out who in the world Hilbert was and what was his 10th problem. We'll get to that in just a minute. For more information on filmmaker George Chicherie's work, his corpus, as it were, you can go to www.zalafilms.com. That's Z-A-L-A films.com. George, thank you so much for braving this blustery Berkeley morning to visit us today.
Well, thank you, Zoe, for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here. And I am really pleased to be part of this meeting at Stanford on the 7th. And because I've been working on this project about Julia Robinson for going on 7 years now. And this is a tremendous opportunity to get it out before more people. You touched me briefly when you said a film that he has made. This film is still in progress. It's going to be finished, hopefully, in February, perhaps this time next year of 2007. The project is called Julia Robinson and Solving Hilbert's 10th Problem. It's the story of, it's a biography and a mystery and an idea of what mathematics means to people and what mathematics meant to a specific group of people in the 20th century, and how this very fantastic person's life became entwined with the solution of the problem.
Let's break this down, as all good mathematicians probably do. You need to break things down. Who was Julia Robinson?
Julia Robinson was born in 1919, grew up mainly in the Arizona desert, and San Diego, and came to Berkeley in 1939 as an undergraduate. She had excelled in at San Diego High School in science and mathematics, and one of her stepmother's concern was that she was too smart. And
at a certain point, for a girl, she was
too smart. And,
can't have that.
She was the only girl in her mathematics class at San Diego High School in the 30s when she went there. So she came to Berkeley, and it turned out to be the right place because she soon married a mathematics professor and was intimately involved with some of the groundbreaking characters and ideas of mid-20th century mathematics. She came to know Alfred Tarski, who was a very famous logician who worked in the mathematics department as well, and was introduced to Hilbert's 10th problem. Now, that is a very complicated...
I feel like I want to play some mystery music every time you say that. Well, continue, I'm sorry, talking about Julia. So she then was working as a mathematician herself when she was in Berkeley?
Well, it was a little bit more complicated because she was married to a mathematician, and there were nepotism rules at Berkeley,
okay.
So she could not be on the faculty in 1948-50 when she got her Ph.D. Also, this is something that we bring up in the film. She wasn't allowed into the faculty club at Berkeley. I know this seems strange to you. She was a woman,
and
that women
doesn't
were
at all.
Women were not allowed into the faculty club, and so she got her information from indirectly from her husband and worked on the problems on her own. And later she claimed that she preferred working on her own, although other people have claimed, several important women in mathematics claimed that she was just trying to make the best of the unfortunate conditions mm-hmm. of the time. But she became obsessed with Hilbert's tenth problem, and along with a number of other people, including Martin Davis and Hilary Putnam, who had worked on it through the 40s, they published some papers together, but they weren't getting anywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's where our mystery gets interesting.
Right. Who was Hilbert, and what... I mean, I'm not asking you a technical type of thing, but here, but who was Hilbert, and what was his tenth problem? What was the importance of it?
David Hilbert was an extremely important German mathematician who, in the year 1900, made a speech or gave a talk at the Sorbonne, where he listed 23 unsolved problems for the mathematicians of the next century.
A challenge.
A challenge.
Throwing out the gauntlet there.
And these 23 problems, most of which have now been solved, became almost like an Academy Award to mathematicians who could solve them. And some of them were solved in a short time, but Hilbert's 10th problem took until 1970 to be solved.
70 years.
And the 10th problem, I'm not going to go into the details of it, but let's say that Julia Robinson spent at least 20 years obsessed with it, working on it, making contributions. And the surprise ending was when a young Russian student, 22 years old, at Leningrad, today St. Petersburg, Russia, solved the problem based on a paper that he had read, written by Julia Robinson. And from that moment on, there blossomed this fantastic mathematical relationship between almost a mother and son, which is an integral part of our story in the film. And it's one of the great aspects of mathematics is the personalities and the history of how ideas are developed from person to person across countries. You have to remember, this was the middle of the Cold War. It was not easy for Berkeley mathematicians to be in contact with a mathematician in Leningrad. Mathematics is so difficult for the police authorities to understand that they obviously assume everyone is involved in espionage. So it was difficult for these people to communicate at that time. There were no cell phones. There was no email. Letters were smuggled from Finland to Berkeley. And this relationship blossomed nevertheless, and it was sort of a mathematical love affair.
The topic, Julia Robinson and Solving Hilbert's Tenth Problem, a work in progress, a film in progress, as I've been told by documentary filmmaker George Chicheri, who's here in our studio in the Berkeley campus, KALX Berkeley 90.7, of course, to talk. He's here to tell us about Julia Robinson, and he has, and he'll again be one of the panelists talking about, I'm assuming, his film at a conference occurring on February the 7th on the Stanford campus called Proof and Prejudice, Women in Mathematics. It's occurring from 2 to 5:30 p.m., so take the day off from work. Take your son, your daughter, go and be enlightened and learn a little bit about this topic. Guests, of course, including West Wing and Wonder Years actress Danica McKellar, who besides being a fine actress, was told was involved in math in her undergraduate studies at UCLA, besides also, as I've said, documentary filmmaker George Chicheri, Jamel Carter, and so forth. Professor Jonathan Farley spoke to us earlier on about the nature of the conference, which again is a discussion and celebration of women in math, in drama, history, and today. What's fascinating to me is that this is why I just lose myself in things like, you know, things like the Discovery Channel and Nova and Frontline, when these documentaries do deal with the process of scientific or mathematical discovery. In my mind, and it sounds from what you've been saying, I mean, I'm just absolutely fascinated. This is riveting, that a good filmmaker can make real the absolute exploratory, the absolute adventurous nature of what intellectual discovery, the intellectual process is. He says, well, yeah, sure, Jolie, okay.
Well, I think that the people undervalue the activity of discovery. And it's such a fertile region. I feel privileged. I've made a few films about mathematicians, and they're always rewarding because mathematicians are a class of people who have something that they can really commit to. I myself am a refugee from the social sciences and find mathematicians far more interesting as human beings.
Perhaps to end up, we're running out of time, unfortunately. You said you brought in a quote, something that Julia Robinson wrote. Just to sort of finish us up here today on Women Hold Up Half the Sky, just to remember, reminder to everybody, the website irwg.stanford.edu. The conference is Proof and Prejudice, Women and Mathematics. It is occurring on February the 7th on the Stanford campus, room 426, fourth floor, Margaret Jacks Hall, building 460, but I'm sure you can get all that information again, the website. Don't have a phone number with me right here, but I'm assuming you could call Stanford University Information and get a number for the Institute for Research on Women and Gender, and they'll help you out. Again, filmmaker George Chicherie is going to read us a little bit from famed Berkeley mathematician Julia Robinson.
Yes. To preface this, this is a quote from the autobiography of Julia Robinson by her sister, Constance Reed, who is a participant in the film that we are making. Here is the quote. "One of my earliest memories is of arranging pebbles in the shadow of a giant saguaro. I think I have always had a basic liking for the natural numbers. To me, they are the one real thing. We can conceive of a chemistry which is different from ours, or a biology, but we cannot conceive of a different mathematics of numbers. What is proved about numbers will be a fact in any universe."
Women Hold Up Half the Sky, KALX Berkeley, 90.7 FM. George, thank you. And again, KALX Berkeley is the show. Our DJ is coming up. One of our DJs will be coming up in just a few minutes to entertain you musically. Be sure to tune in next Saturday when Women Hold Up Half the Sky at 11 a.m. Producer Greg Sharpin will take over the controls. And Tuesday at noon for our sister show, Women in the Arts. Have a great day.